I mean, that baby's got a future as a, I don't know, it already, it looks like a, never mind. It was my second wedding anniversary on Tuesday, and I had to work.
Happy wedding anniversary.
Thank you.
Doesn't sound like it.
No, it was, well, I mean, it was fine. Zoe came in, she sat at the bar, dressed up, did her nails and hair and everything, and of course, immediately started getting hit on. Just because she's like a single girl dressed up, sitting at the bar by herself. Like, she got like four drinks bought for her. But worked out for her, and it worked out for me too, because I didn't have to pay for any of her drinks. Yeah. She had a blast. As long as the catcall is like relatively tame and not super offensive, she's like, I'm a woman of a certain age. I'm slightly flattered.
You heard
she's
it here first, folks.
Old.
Hit on John's wife. She loves it. Well, welcome back to Versus. It's the only game show where whoever has the most points at the end wins.
It's just literally every game show.
No, this is the only one.
Okay. I stand corrected.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm your game master, and today I'm joined by Malachi Nimmons and John Moreno.
Hey!
Malachi.
Back at it.
What is the worst piece of advice you've ever given to someone?
How much time you got, man? So there was an electric fence in my uncle's house. And everybody knows if you touch an electric fence and it shocks you, but if you hold on to the electric fence and then touch someone else, the shock is transferred to them. So the worst advice I ever gave was to my 5-year-old cousin, Elizabeth, when I said, hey, grab my hand while my other hand was on the electric fence. Well, she was being an asshole, and she had done...
She's five!
I know, but she lied. She said, because her brother threw a Starburst at her, and she thought it was me, so she ran upstairs and told her dad, my uncle, that I threw a Starburst at her. So I was like, all right. I was like, hey, Elizabeth, you want to go to the barn? She's like, oh, we get to see the sheep. I was like, yeah, come on. So we got to the fence. I grab him. I'm like, take my hand.
All right, well, shout out to Elizabeth. I hope she's okay. I hope she...
No, we're cool now, man. I mean, we're even. She told on me, lied,
and
I shocked her. Yeah. So.
That seems totally even. Johnny, what is the worst vacation you've ever been on?
When I was like, I don't know, somewhere between 5 and 10, we went to the Florida Keys. And I guess my parents just like did not anticipate the sun being that much stronger in the Keys. The day before we left, we all just got horribly sunburned. And then we did the 7-hour trip back up to where we lived in the back of my dad's truck, which has no AC.
Just loose?
No, he put like a like air mattress back there for me and my brother.
I think that counts as loose.
But like, no, you know, no, it's a covered cab.
Still loose, but okay, I see where you're going with this.
So it was like a hot box, and we were just covered in witch hazel in this hot box, just trying to like not move or exert ourselves, like just in horrible pain the entire way back from our vacation.
Fantastic. As always, we're going to go through 3 rounds of games meant to test your bodies, minds, and spirits.
Oh, great.
Round 1, we're going to do nursery rhymes. John and Malachi, you've been conscripted to write a popular nursery rhyme for children. The first person will tell us the first line of the nursery rhyme, the second player will deliver the second line, and we'll go back and forth until we complete the nursery rhyme.
All right.
Capiche?
All right.
The name of the nursery rhyme is Larry's Lucky Little Lunch. Johnny.
Larry.
The first line.
Oh, the first whole line. Oh, I thought this was a back and forth. Oh,
no, it is. Geez. Do the first line.
Okay. Larry had a lucky little lunch.
And on his lucky little lunch, he munched.
And he munched and he munched and he munched and he munched.
Oh, boy, Larry munched a bunch.
Larry munched so much that his mouth got flammable.
What am I supposed to do with that, John?
Hey, man, I threw a monkey wrench.
What? No.
You gotta stick it through, man.
I threw a monkey wrench in? Okay. He threw him a lunch and he munched so much that his mouth was flammable. So then he was blowing flames and he went to John's house and burned it down for being an asshole.
And in that place where the house once stood, a carnival grew for all who would love to see it.
And guess who worked at that carnival? John's entire family. The lowest of the low on the employment ladder, carnies. They worked as dirty, filthy carnies that don't take showers.
Oh.
And shower they never did. But work and work and work and work, That's all they ever did until they all died.
And they died really quickly because the lifespan of a carny is just about 23 and a half years.
And what do carnies do? They drink and drink. They smoke and smoke. They do their drugs and build their rides.
And then they get buried in whatever city they die in the same parking lot where the carnival was held.
But in that carnival, there was a food stand that served burgers and also lucky little fortune cookies.
So Larry ate a bunch of those fortune cookies and looked inside and it said, "Don't ever become a carny like John's family. They're terrible people."
And he didn't. And he lived happily ever after.
The end. That was very compelling. I think the children, I don't know if that's a story for children. I'm sure they're going to love it anyway.
Because adult fairy
kids
tale.
Love shit that they're not supposed to be listening to.
Yeah, I found I'm really good at nursery rhymes if I stop trying to rhyme and just yell about John's family.
But in that vein, I feel like John was really sticking to the nursery rhyme thing here. I feel like this is John's round. That's going to be 250 points for John.
That is not John's
round.
Here's why it's not John's round.
He was keeping a cadence. I think he was trying to rhyme at one point, but then the rhyming really just...
I'm just very bad at rhyming, so, you know.
Yeah, I'm going to take the moral victory on that one.
Round two, famous last words. For this game, we'll mention a character or person, and you'll tell us what their famous last words were, and make them funny.
No pressure.
Well, I mean, this is, you know, comedy.
Is it? I thought this was just a game show.
You're right, actually. It is a game show. Good point. Are we ready?
Yeah.
All right. The first one is Superman.
Hey, I wonder what would happen if I shot up some kryptonite with a needle in my arm.
That would kill Superman. Johnny?
Yeah.
Superman's famous last words.
No butt stuff, Lois.
All right, that's Johnny. 100 points. Start with Johnny this time. John F. Kennedy.
I promise to stop cheating on you, Jackie.
Malachi, John F. Kennedy's famous last words.
Hey, look over there, over by that grassy knoll. Looks like some...
100 points for Malachi on that one. We'll start with Malachi this
time. I think that was actually historically accurate. Hey, anybody see that? I hope he was in the middle of a sentence.
The third one is for, we're going to start with Malachi. It's Lassie's famous last words. Lassie the dog.
Oh boy, I get to go to a farm?
Hey Timmy, no butt stuff.
Malachi's got 100 points for that one. The next one is, start with Johnny this time, John Lennon.
I wish I hadn't done so much heroin.
Malachi, John Lennon, the Beatles, last words.
Oh no, Yoko!
Yeah. You each get 100 points.
Play on word.
The next one is Mickey Mouse. Start with John this time.
Oh boy, I can't wait to get on this airplane to go to my vacation to Universal Studios.
And the plane crashed. Isn't it ironic?
Yeah, yeah.
Don't you
That's
think?
Crazy.
Because he was gone.
Mickey Mouse's famous last words, Malachi.
Oh, hey, anyone know that Walt Disney was a huge anti...
And then they whacked him.
Yeah.
I just erased him.
Yeah.
100 points for each of you for that one.
That was the joke.
I explained it. Did I explain it really well? The next one is Dwayne the Rock Johnson. Malachi.
Oh, just a few more muscles won't hurt. He dies from too much muscle.
Johnny, Dwayne the Rock Johnson's famous last words.
Listen here, you jabroni. It's not steroids. I just have a doctor that helps me monitor my testosterone levels.
Malachi's got to take that one.
Yeah.
All right, one more. Start with Johnny this time. Johnny, the Joker's famous last words.
Hey, bats. This time, there's no umbrella in this gun.
Malachi, the Joker's famous last words.
Oh, hey, Batman, what are you doing over there? Walking in this place where I am trying to rob this bank. Hey, man, sorry I did all that bad stuff. Are you going to leave me alone? Let me get away? I'm very vulnerable right now. Oh, wow. I just see you keep walking towards me with all those weapons. Doesn't look like I'm going to be able to get away from this. How about if I split all this? Oh, wait, you wouldn't want that. You're real rich. You don't need any of this money. That's a bad bargaining chip. Yeah, I'm not going to make it, am I?
And then Batman kills him?
Yeah, and Batman murders him.
That must be a Frank Miller Batman.
Yeah, that's
all right, so who won the round?
I mean,
Batman.
You guys have been giving you points. You're keeping track of your points, right?
John, how many points do you have so far?
I've got like 10,000 points,
yep,
dude.
I've got 26,000.
Fuck, I am going to have to keep track.
I've got 26,000 points.
All right, we're going to fix this for next time. All right, now's the time of the show where we take a quick break to recognize one of the phenomenal brand partnerships that makes Versus possible. Today's episode is brought to you by Sports Ball. Kick that neck, slap that goal, dunk those points. It's Sports Ball. Malachi, take it away.
Come on down to Sports Ball Barn. We have all the things that you need to play sports ball. We have balls. We have sports. Sick and tired of sitting on the couch and being a fat turd? Come on down to Sports Ball Emporium. If you don't, what are you waiting for? And you're probably a virgin.
John, lots of people are saying that we spend billions of dollars on sports ball every year and that this money would be better suited literally for anything else. As a paid representative of sports ball, how do you respond to those people?
I'd like to just say to everyone who thinks that this money could be spent more effectively on child poverty, on health care, on generally raising the standards of living for all people living here in our great country, I would say to them, have you ever been to a sports ball stadium? I think that that's worth it. Sports ball.
Sports ball!
Sports ball!
This message is brought to you by Sports Ball. Great work, fellas. Round three. It's called the Tower of Babel. John and Malachi, I know that you two have been working very hard on your side project, which is a tower so tall that it can reach heaven.
Yeah.
Tell me yeah.
I'm up to the second story.
However, I heard that the situation's been made complicated by a vindictive god who's struck one of you with the curse of Babel. One of you will speak gibberish, the other one will translate what the gibberish speaker's saying, and then at some point we'll switch. The topic is, he hit someone with his car, and he's trying to explain to you why it's not his fault.
Okay.
I
was just driving my car down the street, and there was nothing there, and then all of a sudden there was. Also, he's not really that hurt anyway. A bone coming out of your body does not mean that what, you know what it means? That there are bones in your body. So you know you're already a person with bones. That's a good place to start. So you should probably just try to walk it off, man. It doesn't look that bad. The blood, that's not an issue.
Malachi, you've been struck with the curse of Babel. You're the guy that got hit trying to explain why it's his fault and not your fault.
Jeb Cop Julab, Asha Mavab, La Shushev, and La Contra Malisha, Kampun Selaba Mashimala Shempa.
I'm walking across at the designated area. I got the walk sign, and this fucking guy comes out of nowhere.
That's a babna, and when we have Ipsha Wubafasha in the dash, it's off.
Thank God I'm a paid Hollywood stuntman, and I knew to jump and turn in a certain way so that I'd hit the windshield and roll over the car, or I most certainly would be dead right now.
And kiss five in the middle is with cops use. Ain't no Jewish comedy in there in the car streets. Shibatay, shabatow.
I'd also like to know why this asshole was driving so fast, where the fuck he was going that was so important, and why he thought it was necessary to blow a red light.
Shim, shim, flim, flam, dim, dam.
No, sir. No, ma'am. Thank you.
All right. Good God. What a heart-wrenching episode of Versus, folks. I just don't know if I'll ever be the same after this one. Anyway, who's today's winner? Are you been keeping track? I feel like Johnny was scoring a lot of points today.
I scored a lot of points.
He did, but I scored more.
Because I don't know about that.
When I asked him how many points he scored, he said around 10,000. He fell for that trick, because what he's supposed to say is, how many did you score? I was just trying to see what he'd say. That was a trick to give myself more points. I should get more points for that.
I'm going to give you 50 points for that. Good explanation, but I don't think that brings you up over the threshold. It's Johnny's game this week. Everyone loves when John wins.
Yeah, whoever's listening, just go back, keep track of the points, and you'll see that's inaccurate.
You guys want to look at some babies?
Sure.
Check this baby out.
That baby's not that ugly. I mean, it thinks it's less ugly than it is with that little pose it has.
This baby's like, wow, I can't wait till I get left at the fire station.
I mean, it does look, though, like it's the face of a normal baby, but with the body of, like, a fat dog.
It's one of those babies that peaked at baby. Like, you're never going to be any better than you are right now.
It's definitely going to be a more unfortunate-looking older person than it is a sad-looking person.
Yeah, that's the most remarkable you'll ever be.
Is that baby wearing rouge?
Yeah, so
and like
babies
eyeliner?
Are going to wear makeup.
This baby's got a maid outfit on. Is like dressed for the job you want? Or are those ears on top? Oh,
there's
it's a bear.
Ears on top.
So there's one of those weird parents that dresses baby up like an animal.
Like a little
like that's
bear,
cute.
Yeah,
that's real cute till an eagle swoops out of the air and grabs the baby and takes it off.
What about this little fella?
I
You think it's a real mustache?
Yeah, that's a mustache on that baby. That's called Michael Jackson deterrent. this is obviously a grown man's got a mustache.
Despite the pacifier.
I'm not going to touch that baby.
Definitely with the pacifier with the mustache attached to it, the parents think this baby is actually cute when in fact it is borderline ugly.
Yeah, nobody likes a baby that tries too hard, man.
Yeah,
stop,
you wouldn't really put
funny
your baby in a disguise
also,
like that.
Do all babies, like it seems like the last few babies you showed me, like have arm fat?
Oh, there's yeah, they're all
chunky.
Babies
have
that
arm fat that looks turns, like muscle for a second.
Yeah, it turns into their brains eventually.
What?
Yeah, bunch of fat.
Oh.
All right, that's
not all that's right. Not scientifically true.
None of the views or opinions or whatever the hell was just said is in any way representative of anyone who just said anything on this podcast. Versus is a work of fiction and should never ever be taken as serious advice. Versus is not suitable for children. Versus is also not suitable for adults or the elderly. We probably should move that part to the beginning of the podcast. If you're enjoying Versus, please visit our website, versuspod.com. Subscribe, like, and share.
Versus.